All right. 52 past. Marin in for Cedar for the week with old Camper Van Beethoven. That's great to hear that. God, I love that band. I guess, what's his name? Robert Gates was sworn in less than an hour ago in a private event at the White House. He took the oath of the new Secretary of Defense. And that, of course, involved a human sacrifice on a Masonic altar wearing the famous Masonic apron that was worn by George Washington in those obscure etchings. So I don't know what's going to happen there. There's even talk that they removed the unborn Cheney baby from the stomach of Mary and laid it out on an altar there in the White House too. But I that'll be confirmed later in the afternoon or not. I'm thinking that's probably a rumor. But you never know with these guys. You just don't know what you don't know about the machine that that Rove has. He's got a machine that he can point right at your head and you have immediate arteriovenous malformation. Look. I'm not making this up. This is why you are Times Person of the Year, because I can get this information on the internet at my fingertips. That pretty soon, within weeks, maybe it'll be available, along with the tasers that are available from certain contracting defense contractor websites, the arteriovenous malformation gun that Karl Rove used on Senator Tim Johnson. And we will get validation on whether or not the unborn Mary Cheney baby was sacrificed during the oath that Robert Gates took today as the new Secretary of Defense. I'm thinking that one's a lie. But thank God we have you out there posting this stuff as Times Person of the Year. That's all I can say. Let's talk to John driving in Missouri. John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Mark, how you doing this morning?
I'm pretty good, man. How are you doing?
Hey, I got to tell you what, I really have missed you on the radio in the morning.
Thanks, man.
I really love you. Anyway, let me say that quick thing and one other quick thing. You cannot slam deck enough to satisfy me.
What?
I am so tired of CNN. It's really a news organization. How do they give it 4 hours to him and Nancy Grace every night? I will not know.
I absolutely agree with you. And CNN and Time Magazine, it's all the same bag of worms or whatever. I don't even what to know the adage is. But Glenn Beck presenting himself as some sort of like, hey, I'm just every guy. If every guy was a Nazi freak and a complete intolerant right wing ass, I can't stand him, dude.
Oh, he drives me nuts. Okay, let me get to my point. What I'd like to see the Democratic Party do. First off, I'm going to give you my call. For the Democratic ticket, it's going to be John Edwards and Barack Obama. Okay, that's going to be my call. Then what I think the Democratic Party should do is go their old school way. Get back into that cigar smoke-filled room, and let's say, here's how we're going to go about it. We're going to come out with these two as our nominees. We're going to suggest the idea of Bill Clinton as Secretary of State. Hillary Clinton, stay in the Senate and control that body. Then beyond that, we get Al Gore as head of the EPA. Okay?
Okay, all right, John. I mean, I hear your point, and I don't think that I think it's not legal for Bill Clinton to be in the line of succession because of the two terms that he served. And I understand your sentiment. I personally don't see an Edwards Obama ticket, though. If that was going to be the ticket, who would be on top of the ticket, and would it happen? Thanks for your call, John. What, we got time for one more call here before the top of the hour? But I think bottom line, what has to happen is they've got to start reacting to even the idea of putting 20,000 more American soldiers into the line of fire in Iraq, that all the Democrats have got to react to this idea. I don't think Harry Reid made the right call here just by glibly saying, hey, if that means they're going to be out in 3 months, I guess it's okay. That cannot be it. You can't gamble with politics here when American lives are in the line of fire, and I think what is going to be a turkey shoot. I don't trust this whole thing. You put more guys in there, that means more guys are in the line of fire. That just means that when these insurgents get a bomb off, if you got five dudes standing on the corner, you know, instead of two, all you're looking for is more American casualties with this plan. They should all be pulled out now. I mean, that's why these guys were elected into office, and that's what they should be talking about. You can't trust these bastards to, not the Democrats, but you can't trust Bush and Cheney that anything's going to be temporary. Anyways, I'll take some more calls over the top of the hour. I didn't get to a lot of you, and I like talking to you. Makes me happy. Robert Reich is going to be on the phone. on Air America, which is, you know, fairly common. But it'll be good. I will I will be back here in just a second. Jeff DiCarlo, too. It's Mark Maron. I'm in for Cedar.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
Homeowners, before you write one more check for your high interest rate debts, stop. If you want to simplify your bills and get cash, call and ask about a combo loan from America's number one home loan lender, Countrywide. It's a refinance that you could use to combine your first mortgage, your second mortgage, your car loan, and all your high-rate credit card debt into one easy loan with one low monthly payment. You get the stability of a low fixed rate, and consolidating at a lower rate could save you hundreds of dollars every month and give you the cash you need. No one can do what Countrywide can. Whatever your financial situation, don't wait for rates to go up. Call right now and ask for a combo loan. 1-800-981-2980. That's 1-800-981-2980. Countrywide Home Loans is an equal housing lender. Restrictions apply, so call and apply now. 1-800-981-2980. 1-800-981-2980.